Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. I think of God and I moan. I meditate and my spirit faints. You keep my eyelids from closing. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old and remember the years of long ago. I commune with my heart in the night. I meditate and search my spirit. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love ceased forever? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? And I say, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I will call to mind the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have displayed your might among the peoples. With your strong arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. The very deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies thundered. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the mighty waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Grace and peace be yours from the triune God. It is so good to be with you this morning. And maybe this isn't the first thing you should learn about me, but simply I can't help but admit this given our texts for this morning. We've got two psalms before us today, Psalm 77 and 133. And I have to tell you that when I was younger, I just couldn't with the Psalms. When I tried to read my Bible, the Psalms were always such a slog for me. Granted, Leviticus was worse, but I just couldn't connect. The Psalms were akin to looking through the bin of comment cards at a Denny's. There's the occasional best service ever, but the majority is a collection of complaints and gripes and grievances. Where other parts of the Bible told amazing stories of transformation or bold declarations of God's love, I didn't see that in the Psalms. Spoiler alert, it was me, not the Psalms. The Psalms do tell a story, if we are listening, and they certainly declare God's mighty acts of salvation and love when we take care with our reading. The Psalms, more than any other genre of the Bible, share with us the lived experience of the faithful, their moments of doubt and struggle, their moments of faith and fervor. Indeed, the Psalms are filled with lament and with praise, as is our Lenten theme this year. And here I am, late to the party. Today, we look at community connection through this lens of lament and praise. And it couldn't be a more fitting motif for us as we look back at a year of doing community differently than we ever could have imagined. We have so much to lament. We continue to gather, at least virtually, but not all of us are here. Some have passed, and a proper goodbye wasn't possible due to the pandemic. Some are absent because we are only able to gather via Zoom. And though Zoom is a blessing, no doubt, we miss singing side by side. We miss having to be reined in after the passing of the peace. This experience of pandemic really primes us to be able to connect with the cries of the psalmist. I cry aloud to God that God may hear me. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. With the psalmist, we recall the days of old, the before times for us, as it were, before we had heard of COVID-19, before we did everything via video call, before we had to check that our mask was clean and available before we left the house. The psalmist, as they wait, remembers God's mighty deeds. They call to mind the God for whom they wait. You are the God who works wonders. The writer of the psalm remembers the previous storms when God showed up to shepherd the people of Israel. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. The very deep trembled. We hear about God's presence in the midst of the tempest. The clouds poured out water, the skies thundered, your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind, your lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Even in times of trouble, God leads us through. Even through the impossible, God guides us. Your way was through the sea, the psalmist writes. Your path through the mighty waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. This is the phrase that strikes me most of Psalm 77. This resonates with our experience of faith when we know God is in our midst, but perhaps we just can't see it. Or we fail to feel God's Spirit moving among us, even though we are assured that God is here. It's so much easier to feel God among us in the sanctuary, not because of the building, but because we are together in one place. Our faith is amplified in community. We are reminded because of the circumstances in which we live that there is something quintessential about who God created us to be. We are people wired for connection. We long for community. We are kindred, siblings in Christ. Psalm 133 opens, "How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity." Indeed, we thank God that our life together is sustained even across distance. As we celebrate Holy Communion together today, we are united in God's Spirit. Though we are remote, we gather at the same table, where our Lord is both host and meal. And I love this simile that the psalmist conjures for us this morning of precious oil. This image of precious oil on the head running down upon the beard and over the collar of the robes of Aaron. Now, this may be a bizarre way to think about community, but the writer speaks of cleansing, of abundance, of healing, and of being set apart with this metaphor of overflowing oil. In community, God works in us forgiveness and reconciliation as we recognize the harms we may otherwise be blind to. In community, God takes our little and makes much. Together, our individual gifts are combined to serve in ways we couldn't do alone. I was amazed to see all of the food gathered for Bienvenidos, all the hungry mouths that will be fed, because of the individual donations from Highlands folks and those in our neighborhood. And we are consecrated, set apart for good works like this, as God calls us through our baptism to expand this fellowship with all the world. The psalmist also compares community to the dew of Hermon. The small droplets that fall on the highest mountain of Israel, refreshing the flora and hydrating the fauna, and this dew coalescing to form the Jordan River, a river of healing. We find healing among God's people too, as we share one another's burdens and hardships, as we grieve together and lift each other up in prayer. The Jordan is also a river of repentance. In this season of Lent, we pay special attention to our proclivity to turn away from God and our tendency to reject and neglect our neighbor, our kindred. We hear the call to turn from our own ways to follow God's ways. In this season of pandemic, though our spirits faint, though we are weary of caution and distance, as we wait, we remember the God on whom we wait, the God that cares about our loneliness and struggle, enough so that God sent the Son to enter into it. Jesus embodied the whole of our human experience. We hear his lament in the temple as he's flipping tables, and in the garden as his suffering weighs heavily upon him, and he is left alone in his despair. The God on whom we wait is the same God who chose to become our kindred. Christ, our brother, comes near to us even as we feel the distance and even as we experience disconnection from our siblings. The footprints of our God that perhaps we cannot see are from feet scarred from the cross. Our suffering is borne by the crucified one. For now, we continue to walk through the storm of pandemic, and we walk through the torrent of confronting our past as a nation, of confronting our sin of racism. But in it all, God guides us. Your way, O God, is holy. We praise you, O God, for the gift of community, for our life together, even as we live apart. We give you thanks, O God, for your Son Jesus, who shows us the way. Refresh us with your love as the morning dew. We yearn for your blessing, life forevermore. Amen.